Ludovic, how are you?
Yeah, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Vinolden in Australia, they do cutting pension if you have some higher income.
It depends on how much they have, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
And I just want to ask, say, if somebody get from Czech Republic $300, how much he will be cut off from pension?
Well, it depends if he has any other income. If he has no other income apart from his Australian pension, he may not have any effect at all, because there is an income-free area where they're allowed to earn so much before the pension is affected at all. And then over that, it's only 50 cents in the dollar. So, for example, if for argument's sake he was allowed to earn $150 a fortnight without any effect, anything over that, then the pension would come down 50 cents in the dollar. But, I mean, it's hard to say it on a general basis. We'd need to look at each person's record to find out what income they have, because we also take into account things like bank interest and if they have any other little pensions or, you know, annuities from superannuation and things like that. So it's a bit hard for us to say across the board it won't affect their pension. It depends on each person's case, and it's safer for them to contact us and say, well, I'm going to get this much check pension, and then we can look at their record and say, right, it's not going to have any effect, or it might have $20 a fortnight effect, or whatever it might have.
Yeah.
So the message would be for each person to contact us, and we can look at their particular case.
Yeah. So that means then any person will be better off?
Yes, that's the whole idea. There shouldn't be anybody that would be worse off by getting a check pension, because the worst they would be off would be if we would take 50 cents in the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still going to be better off getting that extra money coming in. They probably would be a lot better off, because they have that income-free area that a person or a couple would have before we take any of it into account on their pension. So the whole idea is to help people get some more money in their pocket, basically.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's what we thought when the checks talked to us. Well, that's good. It's going to help our people. Every bit of money, coming in is good, isn't it?
It is, because on the other hand, we've been working in Czech Republic some years.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm finding. I'm finding a lot of people with a long history of employment in the Czech Republic that just can't get their money back out of the system, but now they can. And it may have some effect on the Australian pension, but they certainly wouldn't be any worse off. Unless they're getting huge pension from the Czech Republic, which I believe they're not that big. They're certainly not as big as Australian pensions generally. So they're going to be, they've got to have more money in their pocket. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, okay. So I think you answered all questions what
okay.
We need to know.
Well, if anything else you need to know, just by all means contact me.
I think that will be enough. Just one more. So when they fill up that form, they have to go to their own Social Security, and they will confirm, then they fill up that form.
Yep, it's Centrelink, or they can ring us up. The best thing is we have the forms here. We will send them out to them. If they haven't already got a form from us, give us a call, and we can send one straight out to them.
And what is the date to they have to send it?
Well, the sooner the better. We can only send it over to the Czech Republic and get it started from whenever we get it here. So the sooner the people can get the forms back to us, that will be the date that the Czech Republic will take as being lodged with us, that they'll accept that as the date of commencement. But so the sooner the people get them back to us, the better.
Yeah.
Because it means that they can start being paid earlier.
Okay. Thank you very much for your answer.
All right. Not a problem. Nice to speak to you.
So thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.